I love carbs. Pizza, bagels, chips, french fries, most especially bread. But particularly a certain kind. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. I'm a huge fan of pretty much any kind of bread-type food, you know, especially if you pile cheese up on it. It's not the healthiest, so I try not to eat too much of it, but it is easy for me to go pretty overboard. There is a different kind of bread, the kind we find in the Bible, that you can't get too much of. And that's what today's poem is about. It's called Bread of God by G. Cam Congleton. Father, we come. We kneel, we pray. As you have commanded, we ask bread for today. Bread for today and today alone. Your grace we need for tomorrow's unknown. Tomorrow's unknown looms ahead. We fear it, Lord. We confess our dread. Ah, dark dread. May you forever be forbidden and crushed by his wounds on the tree. His wounds run deep with healing strength. His sinless blood makes darkness shrink. Till darkness fades and fear gives way to glorious hope, resurrection day. Father, we come, we stand, we sing. You are the bread, everlasting King. To you alone, all praise we bring. I love the metaphors Jesus uses in Scripture, like calling himself the bread of God, bread of life, and the living bread. Find each of those in John 6, verses 33, 35, and 51. By using a metaphor about something we can touch, taste, and smell, something as life-giving as bread, Jesus communicates crucial things about himself that ordinary descriptions simply fail to do. Okay, so let's think about this a little more. Consider taking some time to reread today's scripture passages. Why do you think Jesus tells us to ask for daily bread, like in Matthew 6:11? And in John 6, why would Jesus compare himself to bread? What point is Jesus making to his listeners that is hard for some of them to swallow? Now, as you and I can read what Jesus says in John 6:33, for the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Exodus 16, verse 4, Matthew 6, 9 through 11, and 31 through 34, and John 6, 25 through 51, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and you can write for Unlocked. A lot of our stories are written by teenagers, so if God has been teaching you something new about himself, then we'd love to help you share it right here. You can find out more about writing for Unlocked when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Write for Us in the menu. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me. Whether you're in a good time of life or bad, you can choose to praise God. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.